In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This first Friday of April is Easter Friday. Now, every year on Easter Friday, the Church goes in spirit to the great Pantheon, which was one of the wonders of the ancient world, a great pagan temple to all of the gods of Rome that has this magnificent dome with an eye or an opening at the very top. And no one can ever understand how the Romans, without any modern technology or instruments, were able to build such a wonder. But the wonder for us is that of the martyrs. The Church was renamed eventually Our Lady, the Queen of Martyrs, and there at one time were stored the relics of thousands of martyrs from the Roman time of persecution. They were brought in from the catacombs on the outside of Rome for safety because of the barbarian invasions which took place over the course of several centuries. The veneration of this church with the martyrs eventually led us to the fall feast that we have every year on November the 1st, All Saints Day. But what the Church is thinking about today is what happened 1 week ago, or the feast that we kept together, do you remember, 2 weeks ago, Our Lady of Sorrows. And now we go in spirit to Our Lady. She is clad in gold and raiments of gold rather than in purple and black, and we congratulate her and thank her, and we ask her to make us always to be worthy and grateful children of so great a mother. Now, one of the ways that we can do this is to be truly her children, and that is to say, truly good Catholics. In the Gospel today, St. Matthew sort of eclipses or gives in just a few sentences some of the resurrection story at the end, and then the ascension of our Lord into heaven, and what they call the Great Commission, going therefore, teach ye all nations. Our Lady, remember, is our mother. She gave birth to us in the blood of her Son and the anguish of her own heart at Calvary. And she wants us to show ourselves good and worthy children by preaching the gospel, by bringing others to the Catholic faith. And even if that should mean suffering or martyrdom in one way or another, why then, so be it. We have a wonderful example of this, a saint who is really on fire with devotion to Mary and to Jesus, to their one holy sacred heart, in St. Vincent Ferrer. He's today's saint. He's a Dominican. He was a great preacher. What makes him to be all the greater is that he lived during the 15th century, is that he lived and preached and made thousands of conversions during the time of the Great Western Schism. The Church was divided by a schism. There wasn't any unity at all. Nevertheless, during this time, the Church knew such a renewal of spirit and so many conversions that it was a wonderful miracle of God's grace. In Spain alone, for example, he went to the synagogues. He preached there. He knew Hebrew. He could speak Hebrew. And there he preached Jesus Christ. He didn't try to get along with the Jews as Jews and participate in their ceremonies. No, no, as the false Novus Ordo does. He converted them, some 25,000 just in Spain, without counting the conversions he made in the other parts of Europe. And Muslims, they say Mohammedans are almost impossible to convert. And yet, he converted them, at least 8,000, in the Iberian Peninsula alone, and many heretics and schismatics, and many just plain old ordinary sinners. He converted them all. Now, this he did by his preaching, and it's interesting to note what he had in common with our little saint, St. Teresa, who is working so many conversions still today. That is to say that this all starts the way martyrdom starts, the way faith starts. It starts with prayer, the real supernatural sense of God, to pray. In a simple way, persevering way. Every day, St. Vincent Ferrer sang a solemn high mass and recited the hours of the divine office, and every day he fasted. By this prayer and penance, he was able to make all of his wonderful conversions. He referred to himself as the angel of God's judgment. In other words, that all of the trials that were happening to the Church back then were a judgment of God, but also a call to conversion. One time, he was told that some important I don't know, a prince or some powerful person was going to be at his sermon. And so he spent extra time preparing the sermon, studying and writing and rewriting his sermon until he thought it would be just perfect for this great, powerful man of the world. He went to his sermon, and he wasn't impressed at all, because St. Vincent had neglected prayer in favor of study. On another occasion, when St. Vincent didn't know that this powerful man was coming to hear him preach, as usual, he prepared himself mostly by hours of prayer. And the man went away this second time amazed and converted. The power of prayer. Now, St. Vincent's conversions were obvious ones. That is to say, they led to holy baptism. The Mass today, because it's still Easter time, is full of references, mystical references to baptism. And on the other hand, St. Teresa's conversions, they tend to be more, they're little, they're hidden. You might not see them at first, but God's grace is working. It's a little bit like St. Peter in today's epistle. Read the epistle, it's a mystical one, it's hard to understand. But St. Peter talks about those who were saved way back in the time of Noah in the flood, in the water. They doubted. They were incredulous. They didn't really have faith. They weren't in the ark. The ark symbolizes the Catholic Church. But they were saved. And at some point they made their act of faith, their conversion, their contrition, before they died. They probably spent a long time in the prison of purgatory. St. Peter refers to that, our Lord going down there on Good Friday and preaching to them. But they were saved by their suffering and by their sorrow, most of all. I think those are the kinds of conversions that you'll see in your own family, that you'll see for those for whom you pray. There might not be a dramatic request to receive the sacraments, but there still could be God's grace working there in some silent, quiet, hidden way. Well, whatever kind of conversions we try to make as good children of Mary and of Jesus to bring others to the truth of our faith, remember this, it always starts not by how cleverly you can talk, not by having the right answer on your lips at the right time. Those things are impressive, but that's not everything. It starts by prayer. Let's ask St. Vincent Ferrer. Let us ask Our Lady of Sorrows. Let us ask the Sacred Heart of Jesus to make us to be real apostles. Everybody can pray. That means everybody can be bringing about miracles of conversion. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,